Previously on the Knights of Layla.
Ya Allah, fuck! Who can be out in the storm and banging on our door like that?
We've always wanted to go and visit Adnan and Layla. Maybe this is Allah's way of making that dream a reality.
Yes, man, Majid. That's so like you. Always finding the silver lining.
It sounds like you're just making silly excuses for Layla.
That's enough! Ma? Dad? What do you guys think? Lails, wake
Layla
up!
Opens Layla, her eyes and blinks in the glow of the lamp, taking a moment to focus on Salman's face, disorientated after her nightmare.
What? What happened? I was in a forest.
Thus, it's okay, Lails. It was just a dream. Maybe it's just your mind playing tricks with you because...
A dream? But it felt so real.
Shh! Come, relax. It wasn't real, Lails. Let me get you a glass of water. Calm down. Yeah, drink this.
Salman, I never mentioned it before, but...
It's okay, Lails. It was just a dream. Maybe it's just your mind playing tricks with you because we're planning the hike in the forest.
No, Salman, it's not just a dream.
All right, a nightmare then. Don't worry, it's not real.
No, that isn't what I mean. I used to suffer from these dreams before when I was married to Zunaid.
What do you mean? Like the same dream?
Yes, well, maybe the settings differed, but ultimately I was always lost and trying to find my way when a strange creature used to appear and start chasing me.
No, man, that sounds strange. How can you be seeing the same dream again?
It happened the other night too, but I thought it was just a coincidence, so I didn't tell you about it. But I'm worried now, Salman.
Shh, Lails, don't worry. I'm here now, and I'll help you through this.
I don't know. Maybe. You know, Zunaid and I used to go for counseling, and the therapist thought that dreams were a result of the stress of Zunaid being a drug addict. But there was an Amil, who we were also consulting with at the time, and he felt that Zunaid had a jinn with him, who used to cause me to have these disturbing dreams.
No, man, Layla. That sounds unrealistic. If the jinn had been troubling Zunaid, why would you be the one suffering from the nightmares? That doesn't make sense to me.
Salman, the jinn are a strange creation. They do not subscribe to the same logic that we do. I used to have this feeling of being unsettled all the time when this was happening, and now those feelings are starting to come back.
I think we need to find some help. Layla, after you see the gynae, I'll take you to see our family physician, Dr. Mohammed. And he can advise us further.
All right, if you think that's the best route for treatment.
Now, please, let's try and get some sleep. It's still long for Fajr. Assalamu alaikum, ma. Where's mommy and daddy?
They went to the nursery to get some plants.
Ah, I was hoping to speak to dad before I leave. But I'll get a hold of him on his cell phone. How did you sleep, ma?
Hey, I was so restless last night. I could barely sleep.
Really, ma? I heard you snoring when I got up to use the bathroom.
I must have dropped off in between, but there was someone screaming around 2 o'clock in the morning. I even told Reda about it, but she said she didn't hear anything. Did you two hear it?
Ah, ma, it must have been outside or some...
No, Hajrama, it was me. I had a bad dream and I called out in my sleep.
I thought it sounded like you. But first time I'm hearing about this. You always have bad dreams, Layla?
No, not recently. I used to when I was married before, but...
You were having nightmares when you were married to that Zunaid.
Gee, ma... Layla was under quite a lot of stress at that time. So obviously, it had an effect on her.
I think it must have been that Napak gene that was with him all the time. You know, they can also interfere with your dreams.
Ma, not you too.
Wait, Salman. Just listen to this voice clip on the series about gene and Jadu by Mulana Yaqub. Then you'll understand.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, There are three types of dreams. A good dream, which is glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a dream of sadness, which comes from the devil, and a reflection of one's thoughts. That is, there are experiences which one has during wakefulness. So if any of you sees a dream which he does not like, he should get up and offer prayer, and he should not relate it to the people. So my dear friends, we should not ascribe every bad dream to the shaitan. Many of our dreams are a manifestation of experiences, of thoughts that we've had during the day. But certainly, there are dreams which do come from shaitan. So if you happen to have a bad dream, spit or an egg spitting to the side on which you are sleeping three times, and then take Allah's name by simply saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
See, Salman, what did I tell you?
Sorry to cut you off, Hajrama. I just need to answer this. It's my dad. Assalamu alaikum, Pa. How are you and Ma? Alhamdulillah, we're all well. Really? Wow, that's wonderful news. Does Adnan know? Okay, I'm so happy. Please send me all the details. We'll chat soon, inshallah.
What's up with your parents, Lails?
Oh, Salman, I'm so excited. They're coming to Durban to visit us.
That's great news. This is like the first time that they'll be leaving Cape Town, right?
When will they be arriving?
Next weekend, inshallah. Probably Saturday morning, but Pa will let me know once everything is sorted.
You know, Ma, I only met Layla's parents once when we went down to Cape Town to visit them after our honeymoon. What simple, easygoing people.
Tell them to come and stay here, Layla. There's enough space in this big house.
Jazakallah, Ma. But, Pa did say they will be staying with Adnan.
Your brother? But his flat is so tiny. No, no. Just tell them to come here.
No, man. Just let them come here first, Ma. Then we'll see what suits them. Okay, we're gonna go get ready for our hike now.
Let me just clear the breakfast dishes.
No, man, Lails. We've been married for over a year now. Just call Maria. You know that's what we have a year for.
And now, friends, the next part of our story unfolds. In her tiny flat in Overport, early on Monday morning, Nasira is pacing up and down. The hospital has just called to give her some news, but she cannot be bothered with that right now. Another vicious argument with Adnan from the previous evening caused him to leave home in a fit of anger, and he has still not returned. Nasira is distraught, but she pulls herself together and drives her old car over to the Adams Mansion in Westfall, hoping to get Layla on her own and explain the situation.
Hello, Maria. I'm yet to see Layla. Is she in?
Makoti is upstairs. Wait, I'll call her.
Maria, is anyone else home at the moment?
No, everyone is gone at work, and the old lady is still fast asleep. You can wait in the lounge.
Thanks, Maria. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Nasira. I wasn't expecting you this morning. You're looking so unwell. Is something wrong?
Oh, Layla, it's... I don't know how to tell you.
Is it Adnan?
Yes, Layla. He left the flat last night and... he didn't come home.
Did something happen to make him leave? Shh, Nasira. Don't cry. Calm down and start at the beginning.
We had another fight again last night. Adnan finally managed to get a new contract for some kitchen units in Bluff. And we're both so excited about it. You know how hard it has been? Layla, with Adnan not having any jobs coming
yes,
in...
Yes, I know. But why would you fight about that? Isn't a new contract good news?
Of course it is. But that Umar guy called last night and I happened to answer Adnan's phone because he was sleeping. He was waiting for Adnan to come through to do the measurements so that he could order the materials this morning. So I woke Adnan up.
That was a silly thing to do, Naz. You know how wild he gets if his sleep is disturbed.
I know. But we can't afford to lose this contract, Layla. We barely need the income.
So what happened?
Well, as you guessed, he went ballistic. He started throwing things around and accused me of undermining him. He said he knew his responsibilities and he would get the job done on his time.
Oh man, that sounds bad.
Yes, and then he grabbed his gym bag and his keys and stormed out of the house.
And he hasn't been home since?
Yes, no. He didn't come back. I hope something didn't happen to him.
Did you try calling him?
I did. But his phone is turned off.
Is this the first time this is happening, where he left the flat?
Yes, well, sometimes he does disappear for the night when we've had an argument or something, but he always sends me a text to let me know that he's safe. But I'm quite worried this time because it's been actually really strange recently. It's just the mood swings. He always becomes quite aggressive.
Is he abusing you, Nasira?
No, nothing like that. It's not physical abuse. It's more like he's becoming distant. And when he gets angry, he says a lot of hurtful things.
You don't think that maybe that genie that used to plague him before is back?
You told me about that, Layla. But I don't know what signs to look out for. I've never encountered anything like that, so...
Makoti, I brought you some tea.
Thank you, Maria. You can leave it on the coffee table. Was there anything else, Maria? Don't let us keep you.
No, Makoti. I just thought I'll wait here if you need me for anything. I heard what Makoti Nasira was saying about your brother. Maybe you must call the police.
The police? Isn't that a bit drastic?
I think you're right, Maria. Thank you. You carry on. Phew. She makes me nervous sometimes, waiting on us hand and foot all the time. She's been with this family since Salman was a baby, and she's like a part of them. I'm so used to doing my own housework that at times I find her in the way, and a bit nosy as well.
You're lucky, Layla. We can't even afford to keep a helper, even once a week.
I'm sorry, Naz. I didn't mean to sound so arrogant. Well, what are we doing about Adnan?
Do you think someone could have kidnapped him, Layla? Or maybe he had an accident or something, and he didn't get any help. What if he's laying in a ditch somewhere? Or maybe...
It's pointless stressing and imagining the worst-case scenario, Nasira. Think of all the places he might have gone to, and we can drive around looking for him. And if he had been in an accident, the hospital would have contacted you.
I stopped at the gym before I came here. It's the place he usually goes to if he needs to deal with his frustrations. But no one there has seen him since Sunday morning. And I went to the workshop. And I asked Jerry, and he said he didn't come in since the morning. Oh, Layla, what are we going to do?
Keep calm, Naz. Let me start by calling the police, and we can see from there. In fact, let me call them right now. I'll put the phone on speaker in case they need to ask you something.
Officer Mbona speaking. How can I assist you?
Good day, officer. I need to file a missing persons report.
Madam, is the person a minor?
No, he's a 26-year-old male.
How long has he been missing for?
Since around 9 o'clock last night. He left home and never returned.
Madam, I'm afraid that I cannot assist you if he is not a minor and has been missing for less than 72 hours.
What? Why not? He's been out the entire night. What if something terrible has happened?
Oh, madam, statistically speaking, the majority of missing adults usually return home before 72 hours have passed. What was the reason that he left home?
He had a fight with his wife.
Domestic issue. Mark my words, madam. He'll be back as soon as he needs a hot plate of food to eat and a bed to sleep. Don't worry.
But what if he doesn't return?
Then you come here to the station. Nah? Then we help you file a report. Now, I have some urgent matters to attend to. Good day, madam.
Now what do we do?
I guess we can only sit tight and pray for his safe return. Make a lot of dua, Naz, and I'll give out some sadaqa. Inshallah, he'll be home soon. But in the meantime, I'll ask Salman if he can get our security company to help in some way.
Jazakallah, Layla. You're the only person I can turn to. That's my phone. Oh, I hope it's Adnan, inshallah. Hello? Yes, this is Nasira Hartley. Really? Are you sure? Thank you. That's wonderful. All right. Okay.
Was that about Adnan?
No. It was the hospital. My test results came back positive.
Positive? What do you mean?
Oh, Leila, I didn't want you to find out like this, since I know how long you've been trying.
What is it, Naz?
I'm pregnant.
More chills, more thrills, and more drama frills. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Knights of Leila.